If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini Guy Mike Kegley, and I am here with the Illini Guy's Director of Recruiting, Kedrick Prince, who's not only connected, obviously, in recruiting circles, but he knows folks from websites, scouting sites across the country, and media members across the country. And not only can Ked talk to us about recruiting, but he can talk to us about a super secret scrimmage that happened today, because he knows people from across the country who might know something about it. So let's talk a little bit first about the Illini landing Sabor Kareem, a cornerback, three-star. And this kid has been getting more and more offers as the year goes on. So that's a good thing. Tell us a little bit about this player and what you think this means to the Illini, kid.
Well, you know, this was another big get for the University of Illinois. I know the fans and some people may look at this as saying, hey, this kid's a three-star, but I want to make this perfectly clear. There are some kids who are just better than star rankings. I had a chance to talk to his high school coach twice. We had a phone conversation, and we had a couple of times, you know, where we sent some text messages to each other. And to be honest with you, here's exactly what he said to me. Illinois is getting, or any school at the time, is going to be getting a dog. And that's, for those who don't know, for slang terms, that's an extremely high compliment, because he also told me that there were some SEC schools and Pac-12 schools and other schools, other conference schools that were starting to get interested in him. But Sabor was so loyal to the people who actually committed with him. He didn't open doors to any others. Even though Michigan State offered him late, and so did Indiana within the last 2 weeks. But he knew where he wanted to go. And it all came down to, if you guys read our site, you know, we had a lot of stories about him. And, you know, this became a battle between Illinois and Duke. I know Duke's not a powerhouse, but in the end, it became a Duke-Illinois battle, and that became in existence because of the distance. Mom is very heavily involved, Mike, with his recruitment, and education is important. He's a very good student, and Illinois Coach Andy Boone and Coach Ann Henry made it clear to him that Illinois is a great academic school as well. They looked it up and saw it, and what do you know? I mean, and also the success that Illinois had on the field didn't hurt. You know, the last time I talked to the kid, he wanted to come back multiple times to watch games.
Which is great. And, of course, if he's got some dog in him, well, that's going to fit perfect with this the defense that is being constructed here in Champaign. You know, that's like the fantastic. It gets along perfectly with what we do, what the team does. And then, additionally, if you're academically strong – well, that perfectly fits with the University of Illinois from an academic standpoint, as one of the top public universities in the country. So this guy seems like a real fit both on and off the field for the Illini.
You know what, Mike? It is. It's always about the fit. I mean, that's been the norm with a lot of schools. I mean, it's their selling point, but this is really true with Illinois. I mean, there are certain kids that, in all the sports programs. I don't know if that was a staff meeting had by Josh Whitman with all the sports, because Illinois just doesn't go recruit kids that are issue, kids that have issues and kids that are liabilities in the classroom. I take my hat off to them because they're finding kids that can, one, get into the University of Illinois, and kids that are difference makers. I mean, they are recruiting at a high level. And here's why that's good long term. Illinois is having a great season this year, and obviously they're bowl eligible, and they're going to go to bowl, and hopefully that they're not done winning. But this isn't going to be your typical one-year wonder, Mike, I don't think, especially with the transfer portal and the possibilities out there where they win one game, and then they're going to lose for the next 6-7 years. I think the whole purpose of hiring a Brad Underwood, a Sean Green, or Brett Bielema, they're program changers. They're people and coaches who can sustain success, sustain recruiting, and you can see that. I mean, let's think about this. I mean, they're getting guys that they're out recruiting other schools that this wouldn't have happened before. And this is just truly amazing. I mean, I get the star system. I'm one of those guys. I worked for companies that did that. But there are sometimes you just miss with a kid. And I'll give you one who's from my area is Matthew Bailey. He's a kid from Illinois. And his only other offer was San Diego State. And everybody else wanted him to walk on. And now he sees the field probably 60% of the time at the University of Illinois and beat out a bunch of juniors and seniors. So don't get so hung up on the star ratings, because this staff has a very good eye for talent, and they know what they're looking for. Regardless of where you're from, they can judge talent. And I'm really, really impressed with how well this recruiting process is going.
Yeah, this is an exciting one. We keep hearing that there could be more as the season goes on. Illinois is at 6-1 right now, and they have an opportunity. You know, you have to take care of business, and that's the most important thing. But, you know, they have an opportunity to put together a very special year this year. The remaining five games will tell just how special it is. What I would tend to remind Illini fans is the Illini have never won more than 10 games in a season before. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go, 5-0 and, beat Ohio State and then win, two CFP games. But realistically speaking, at 6-1 with five games left, possibility of winning the West and, going to the Big Ten championship and then a bowl game, that puts you 6-1 with the possibility of seven games to go. There's an opportunity for this Illini team to equal, a historical 10-game season. And, with the grace of God and a little bit of luck, maybe even exceed that. So that's wonderful for these recruits, as you're talking about Sabor, that he was attracted also by the on-field play that he was seeing.
Oh, yes. And you know what? And, I don't know when people are going to be listening to this podcast, but Illinois got some great help today from Wisconsin, beating another title contender, a West Conference title contender at Purdue. Wisconsin, I think Illinois beat Wisconsin at the right time, because maybe the coaching change up there has changed some things, and, Illinois got that win. But, I mean, it would be nice to see them in year two, speaking of the Illini, to win the Western Conference Division. I like watching games on TV, and you hear people on, ABC Network and CBS and ESPN talk about Illinois and the job that Coach Bielema is doing. So, hats off to them. And, we always have to give credit to Josh Whitman. He put together a good staff. And, Mike, we've had a lot of podcasts where we've talked about other athletic directors who missed the boat. Whitman hasn't done that.
No, he is definitely learned when he does hire and maybe have results that he's not as happy with. He takes a look at what he did, what happened, tries to understand where maybe the gap is, and then tries to go forward with a let's fix what was broken and get better results. And it's hard to argue what he's doing isn't leading to really positive things for the Illini. So that's great. Any other recruiting things before we kind of switch our a topic over to some of the sleuthing you've done by talking to other, internet reporters in terms of the Illini Kansas game today in basketball, but any other football recruiting or basketball recruiting that jumps out at you now?
The next guy on their list that they're recruiting is a guy named Jarari Hill. He's another sought-out recruit that Illinois is really looking at. I know today I saw that he started following a lot of Illinois coaches and players, and he congratulated Sabor. So, I mean, I think right now, Mike, when they want to go get a kid, I would like to be in the house of Bielema because, you know, Malik is a kid out of Simeon, Elsie, out of Chicago Simeon, that who originally committed to Cincinnati, who backed out. And I heard, you know, from sources that Coach Bielema met with him and that thing changed, and Illinois may be getting one of the best receivers that they've ever had on campus if they can get this kid to commit. So you got to strike while the iron is hot, and they are. And, you know, like I said, I would love to be in a room because Coach Bielema was genuine, and he's good. He's a very, very good speaker. And, you know, actually all the coaches are, and I think that's a big selling point. And Illinois has a lot to sell right now. So I'm just, you know, I would tell the fans to make sure you get to IlliniGuys.com and, you know, read our stuff and to get on our message board because we're not behind. I mean, we're definitely on top of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be kind of exciting going down the stretch here, seeing what Coach B and his staff add to the recruiting class. It's been pretty exciting so far, and I think it's going to be even more fun as things progress. So let's talk about there was probably the worst super secret game scrimmage today in St. Louis between Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks and the Fighting Illini and Brad Underwood. So I know that nobody was admitted, but apparently there's some folks over on the Kansas side who, I don't know, found a way to get, you know, a picture here or there and a report of what's going on. Can you give us an idea of what you've heard about this scrimmage?
I can do that. And just so the fans know, I mean, before I came to this unbelievable place called IlliniGuys.com, I've had a great networking system with a lot of people from, you know, 247 and from Rivals and from ESPN. So if you look around, I don't have to be the one to tell you. There's pictures out there and people that have been, who's at the scrimmage. And here's what I was told today, that if this, I will leave with this. If this was a regular season game today, Illinois would have beat Kansas by 15 points. That was the first thing that was said to me. Then they gave me a small player breakdown. The player breakdown, the guys that really stood out, was Sky Clark, Coleman Hawkins, Ty Rogers, and Terrence Shannon Jr. And Matthew Meyer was pretty decent. But their play and how aggressive they were, I think, caught Kansas by surprise. From what I was understanding, now, Kansas didn't roll over and play dead.
Yep.
But this is going to be a different Illinois team than what people were expecting. And the other thing that I put on, you look on our message board, there's other information out there, was I guess you have to pick your poison with this team because they have a lot of guys can score. Now, I'm not going to say names because I don't want to be that guy. I have to remain professional. But I did hear that there may have been an injury to an Illinois kid. And I don't know how bad it is or how serious it is. But it was just, that's what was shared with me. But I don't know, you know, how serious it is or anything like that. So I'm sure if there's something out there, is there any truth to it or how serious it is? I'm sure the coaches are at some point in time, it's going to be leaked out. It's not like it was 20 years ago, Mike, you know, things get out there pretty fast with social media. So, but that was the only negative thing that I heard. And also, you know, on the positive side, that this isn't the same Coleman Hawkins that people saw the first 2 years either.
Well, that's excellent to hear. Of course, hearing that Sky Clark did well, I think this is the first time I'm ever going to say that, you know, we've got a guy who was maybe, what, 29th roughly in the rankings, that because of his rehab that he's done, coupled with the rehab he did here at, you know, University of Illinois, you know, working out with Fletch, it sounds like he might be closer to the top 10 player, top 15 player that he was prior to the injury than the top 30 player that he was judged after the injury. You think that's a fair assessment?
You know, we've heard, and, you know, you and I've talked about it and some of our other colleagues, that he looks really healthy. There's some video footage out there. And again, I want the fans to know exactly what you said. This guy was a top 25 recruit at one time. He was a five-star recruit, you know, if you're into the star rankings, and he got injured and that kind of set him back. And one of the big reasons he came to Illinois, and I've talked to Dad on my podcast, I've talked to Sky, was because of Adam Fletcher. Coach Fletcher could help him, make him stronger, and Adam has a proven track record of making kids healthy. I know DeMonte Williams was one kid that, you know, Sky could relate to and talk to, because DeMonte had a torn ACL and didn't have have any issues the 16,000 years he was at Illinois.
In over three decades.
Yeah. So having said that, I guess, I mean, it's really encouraging to hear what came out of the scrimmage, but there are some concerns, you know, and I hope, you know, whatever the situation is with the player, that is something that's minimal and not going to set them back, because it is very, very nice to hear that they, you know, went out and competed against one of the top teams in the country with a brand new roster. But it also helps having some guys that's been around a while, like Matthew and Terrence Shannon Jr.
Well, and you know, you said Terrence Shannon Jr. played well, and that's something that we've all kind of expected. Just even watching the clips, it seems like if he's going, you know, if somebody goes to the water fountain to get a drink, he's competitive that he wants to be the first guy there. So that's kind of what you love to hear. Of course, hearing that Ty Rogers is doing well doesn't surprise anybody. No. You know, Matt Meyer is great. And I'll tell you, Coleman Hawkins has a boatload of potential. We've seen glimpses of it. And now that it seems like, you know, and look, everybody, we all think about ourselves at 19 years old, you know, it takes time to grow into being a man and, you know, start thinking about things in the long run, et cetera. So it sounds like it's been quite a time for everybody, you know, that people played well who were expected to play well, and people who, you know, they live up to their billing. That's going to be a huge thing for the Illini, because there's a lot of big billing players that are out there ready to suit it up this season.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, you know, I want to add this too. One of the comments that was told to me as well, if you're into where the rankings are, if Illinois is the 23rd best team in the country, people are in trouble, because this team didn't look like that today.
Yep. That's a great thing to hear. So basically all this information, you know, is, there'll be a lot more on IlliniGuys.com. We're just going through some top level stuff. You certainly want to follow Illini Guys. That is, you know, you go to IlliniGuys.com and you can get a 7-day trial to kick the tires metaphorically on the website. On the 7th day, you will be billed. It's $99 a year. But I will tell you that between Brad and Ked, there's nobody who's closer to Illini Sports and the basketball program than they are. And then when you add the fact that Brad and Ked have been doing this each for over 20 years, now all of a sudden, not only can they get information that they find out, but they can go pick up a phone and call somebody from Kansas or call somebody from, you know, you pick the school, and they can get some additional information, color, and flavor, which is part of the reason why when they write posts on the message boards or they write articles, there's so many people who read them, because it's got all this additional information and context, which really helps flesh out what they're talking about and gives our readers kind of a total view of what's going on with Illini football, Illini basketball, and the other sports. And that, to be honest with you, that doesn't even count. We haven't even had a chance to go through all the fantastic signings. Maybe you can just real quick, Ked, go over the two commitments to the women's basketball program in the last 10 days. because they are recruiting like a big dog as well.
The first one was Gretchen Dolan out of New York, a 5'11 combo guard who averages 38 points a game and is one of the nation's leading scorers. This girl is a scoring machine. I mean, you look up, she's like a slot machine. You put a bunch of money in and a whole bunch of money's going to come out. She knows how to score and get buckets. And, you know, I give her credit. When I did a podcast with her earlier, and one of the things we talked about was she didn't put herself in a situation where she wanted a bunch of interest. She knew kind of schools where she wanted to go to and what she was looking for. And when other schools, it's not bigger because that's a bad choice of words, she just wasn't interested. Illinois was what she was looking for. She liked it. You know, I've said this multiple times on different podcasts and when I wrote my story for Illini Guys, the people compare her to Caitlin Clark at Iowa. I mean, this girl can fill it up from 25 to, I mean, she can score, I'm telling you, which is great. And she's going to be that girl. Now, Illinois need that knockdown shooter. Now they have one. And then you have a girl named Corey Allen, and oh, my goodness, you really need to watch some game film of her. I mean, this girl, I mean, we talked before, and then I did a podcast with her, too. And, you know, one of the things that's so impressive with her, you know, when I closed my podcast was, you know, Mr. Prince, I had 40 offers. And at the end of the day, I picked one that was Illinois. And a lot of it was just because she's competitive. You know, we talked off air, and she said to me, I could have went anywhere. I had offers from everywhere. Her dad played at Tennessee, tons of connections. She wanted to go make a name for herself and turn the program around. Now, Coach Bielema and Coach Shauna Green talked about finding their aisle. I really think that Coach Bielema found his, and I think Coach Green found hers. So having said that, and Corey Allen, you know, who's at Mount Bird right now, and she's originally from Nashville, Tennessee, is just a huge get. This girl, I mean, her video she put together, I know it's a video footage, you know, it's not a real game situation, but man, oh man, her step back shot and her strength, and I love her confidence because she basically said on my podcast, people can't guard me. And my eyes just got as big as my computer screen because she is good. And I knew Illinois. And so there's another girl named Jasmine Brown that they're after, you know, so this isn't done.
Well, yeah. And you take a look at who, you know, Illinois has landed the last year or two, you know, and obviously the Illini gal, Adalia McKenzie, you know, and of course, and now I'm just now slipping the gal out of Chicago who's coming down this year as a freshman.
Camille Jackson.
Thank you. Jeez.
That's okay. That's a lot of kids we got to be
on. All of a sudden now, the women's basketball team has so many stars, it's hard to keep them all aligned, you know. So I can tell you, you know, to the listeners here, if you have the opportunity, you sit down and you talk to Shauna Green, you talk to Calamity McIntyre. These women coaches, first off, they're engaging. I can see why they would be fantastic recruiters when they're out there because they are just engaging personalities. But the other thing is they're competitive. And I get the opinion that they didn't come here. You know, they came here to chew gum and win basketball games. And I think they're all out of gum. So that means they're here to win basketball games. And I think that attitude coupled with the people that they're going to be able to attract to this team very quickly, I think we'll find that the Fighting Illini women's basketball team is going to be a ticket in town that you're going to want to get early because I don't think they're going to be that easy to get come next year. And
that's her plan, Mike. She wants to make sure, but she told the fans, I got to win first and you got to win with recruits. And she's doing that.
Yep, doing a fantastic job. So, Ked, thanks for all the stuff here. I know that you were going to go out and see Black Adam, which folks will tell you was a very enjoyable movie. I'm not certain why the media has decided to fire off on this. It's a super – really, The Rock is playing a super villain is what he's playing.
Yes,
and
he is.
And the guy's not a nice guy. He was a product of, you know – 5,000 years ago when life was quite a bit harsher. And so he's kind of playing the anti-hero. And I'll be honest, I found it to be a very enjoyable movie, but it's not, The Rock only has two or three funny lines. It's a little more like the first Terminator where Arnold had a line or two, but, for the most part, you know, he's kind of a menacing dude. I found it to be a lot of fun. I'm not saying it was the perfect movie, but a solid 7 out of 10, you know. And The Rock was very entertaining when he's on screen. He can keep your attention. Had a lot of fun. So I know Kedrick is going to see that again tonight. So I dragged him from going to the movie theater and I said, hey, we need to tell the Illini guys, listeners, you know, what we've got going on here. And so he agreed to give us an update. So thank you so much for doing that, Ked.
No problem. Anything for the, you know, for Illini Nation, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy.
Perfect. So, folks, the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular and the Big Sports Radio podcast, both of them are out there. It's a 2-hour radio show that we put release as a podcast at 12 noon on Saturdays so that you can listen and be all ready for the weekend. So please go ahead and take a listen to that. I think you'll think it's a lot of fun and it's very enjoyable. IlliniGuys.com. $99 a year, you get a free 7-day trial, so you don't get billed until the 7th day. Go ahead and do that. And, of course, you want to be listening because Ked's been putting them out. Ked's Recruiting Roundup. They give you the inside scoop on some of the biggest recruits coming to the University of Illinois, and you understand what it's like to be pursued by a big-time school. And finally, of course, Sturdy for 30, that's Brad's award-winning podcast. It's really going to be heating up come basketball season, so look for that. So for Kedrick Prince, the Illini Guys Director of Recruiting, this is Mike Kegley. Thank you so much for listening, and go Illini.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.